Hey there, listeners. Today we're taking a deep dive into a world where
Well,
spilled milk becomes like performance art, and biz nasty is a term of endearment. It's captivating and sometimes honestly confusing realm of online fandom.
is
Specifically, you've given us a forum thread dedicated to the webcomic Homestuck, and it's bursting with cryptic posts,
it is.
in jokes, and some seriously passionate
Oh,
debates.
yeah, it's like we're anthropologists examining a digital tribe with its own unique language and rituals. Our mission today is to decipher the code, understand the dynamics, and see if we can uncover what makes this community tick.
Okay, so right from the start, the thread's title, Disappointed Edition, sets a curious tone. What does that tell us about the community's current state?
I think it definitely suggests a level of disillusionment, possibly even a sense of betrayal. And remember, the word reboot pops up early on, with the user expressing disappointment about changes. To the Homestuck storyline, this hints at a history of the fandom grappling with the evolution of the source material, maybe even feeling like their ownership of the narrative is threatened.
Oh, so it's not just about liking or disliking a story. It's about how fans deal with change and potentially feeling like
Exactly.
their voices aren't being heard. Okay, let's unpack some of the specific hot topics that have these fans fired up. One that jumped out at me was the discussion surrounding a character named Kunuki.
Yes, Kanuki seems to be at the center of a fan-made Homestuck story, and the reactions are wildly polarized. Some users are praising the art, while others are labeling it as fetish-driven, even referencing an author's barely disguised fetish, duology.
Whoa, so we've got some potential controversy brewing here.
We
It
do.
makes you wonder how communities navigate those blurred lines between creative expression and potentially.
Problematic country. I mean,
Where do you draw the line?
it's a fascinating question, and it really highlights the constant negotiation within fandoms about what's acceptable and what crosses the line. We see this tension play out in real time as users debate the artistic merits versus the potentially exploitative nature of this Kanuki story. It's like they're trying to collectively define their own ethical boundaries within their shared passion.
So it's like they're building a code of conduct on the fly based on their shared values and interpretations of the source material. And speaking of blurred lines, we have this intriguing figure known as Mejidokken, who claims to actually be a character from Homestuck. Is this just a elaborate role playing, or are we venturing into AI
The
territory?
lines are definitely blurry. They could be role playing. But the way Mejidokken interacts, using very specific language and referencing deep Homestuck lore, suggests a level of sophistication. That makes you wonder. There's some AI wizardry at play.
Now that's where it gets really interesting. For me, if it is AI, then we're talking about fans leveraging cutting-edge tech to literally bring their fandom to life.
Yeah, pretty
Okay,
good.
blurring the lines between reality and fiction in a whole new way.
Exactly. And it ties into another recurring theme. In the thread, discussions about alternate timelines and synchronicity, concepts that Homestuck itself explores, this community isn't just passively consuming the story. They're actively trying to decode its meaning, extend its boundaries, and maybe even influence its
And
direction.
so they're not just fans. They're almost like collaborators in a
In a
way,
way, yeah.
which makes you wonder how the creators themselves feel about that level of engagement. I mean, it must be flattering, but also potentially overwhelming to have this incredibly active fan base
I mean,
analyzing your every move.
absolutely. And that dynamic, that push and pull between creator and fan, is something we see throughout the thread. There's admiration, but also frustration when creative decisions clash with fan expectations.
We saw a glimpse of that frustration in the user who's deeply disappointed with the reboot. It's like they're grieving a lost version of the story, and now they're trying to find their place in this new iteration. But not everyone's focused on the big picture changes. We also have this one user who seems laser focused on a character named Vriska.
Yes, and their posts are a fascinating mix of humor and, dare I say, obsession. They express a desire to meet Friska in real life and even get hypnotized by Mejidokken, who plays along with The founder.
I guess you wonder what it is about certain characters that inspires such intense devotion in fans. Is it a reflection of their own personalities? Or are they seeking something that's missing in their own lives?
It's a question worth pondering. Are they drawn to Vriska's personality traits, mm-hmm. her role in the narrative? Or does she represent something deeper, something they long for?
Maybe. All of the above.
It could be.
But for now, let's shift gears from character obsession
yeah.
to a different kind of passion. The musical kind. We see two users in this thread engaging in a music trade, but their tastes couldn't be more different.
It's a sonic clash of cultures.
Uh-huh.
One user leans toward complex experimental genres.
Okay.
Like black MIDI and mathcore, while the other user favors silly music and pop punk.
I love that it's a perfect example of how even within a niche community you can find incredibly diverse tastes and passionate opinions.
Oh, for sure.
It reminds us that online communities aren't monolithic. What? They're made up of individuals with unique perspectives and experiences.
Like sometimes.
Those differences lead to some pretty entertaining clashes.
Yeah, they do.
But even with those clashes, there's still a sense of respect and camaraderie they're united by, their shared love of Homestuck. Even if their musical tastes are worlds apart.
Exactly.
Speaking of clashes, there's one incident we can't ignore. The infamous milk pouring incident.
Right. The Great Milk Spill of 25.
Yeah.
A true testament to the absurdity that can't erupt.
Within online fandom?
We're talking about Andrew Hussey, one of the creators of Homestuck, pouring a gallon of milk on his driveway, seemingly in response to a fan's negative comment.
Okay. I have to admit, I was baffled when I first read about this. What could possibly drive a person to such a bizarre act?
It's wild.
A statement about the nature of art, a rebellion against criticism, or just a really bad day.
It's a move that's open to a multitude of interpretations. And that's what makes it so fascinating.
Right.
On the surface, it seems absurd, even childish. But if we dig deeper, we might see it as a subversive performance.
Okay.
A way for Hussey to reclaim control in the face of online negativity.
So he's using a simple everyday act to communicate something complex and layered. It's almost like daddyism meets internet culture.
Exactly. And it speaks to the power dynamics between creators and fans in the digital age, Hussey.
Through this seemingly nonsensical act, challenging the notion that creators are obligated to cater to every fan whim or criticism. He's saying, I'm the artist and I'll express myself however I see fit, even if it involves a gallon of milk and a bewildered audience. But before we get too deep into the philosophy of spilled milk as performance art, let's zoom back in on the thread itself and explore some of the community's unique language and inside jokes.
Yeah.
You mentioned some recurring themes and catchphrases. What can you tell us about how these fans communicate with each other?
One of the first things you'll notice is the playful use of the number 8 in place of certain letters. This is a quirk borrowed from a character in Homestuck, and it's sprinkled throughout the thread, almost like a secret handshake among fans.
Okay.
And there's the shirt joke referring to someone suddenly disappearing from the conversation.
The digital equivalent of ghosting.
Exactly.
We've all been there. What else?
There's also the intriguing phrase biz nasty, used to describe characters with a mixture of
admiration
and maybe a bit of fear. It's hard to pin down the exact meaning.
Yeah.
But it clearly holds weight within this community.
It's like their own coded language.
It is.
Adding another layer of intrigue to this already fascinating deep dive.
And it reminds us that even within this seemingly chaotic thread, there's a structure, a shared language, and a sense of belonging that binds these fans together.
It's like a secret society with its own rituals, codes, and milk-soaked declarations. But there's still so much more to uncover. We haven't even touched on the in-depth fan art analyses or the psychological motivations behind that intense Vriska obsession.
That's true. We've only scratched the surface of this vibrant community.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to delve deeper into those uncharted territories.
Stay tuned as we continue our journey into the heart of Homestuck fandom. Welcome back. We're continuing our exploration
of this
Homestuck forum thread, and I'm still reeling from that milk pouring incident. It's like, on the one hand, it's so absurd and out there, but on the other hand, it makes you think about
it. Really does. The pressures creators face in this digital age. It's a really potent example of how online criticism, even if it's just one comment, can feel magnified and personal and for a creator like Hussey, who's known for pushing boundaries and embracing absurdity. Maybe that milk pouring was his way of processing and responding to that negativity.
So it's like he's taking that negativity and turning it into a piece of performance art, forcing people to confront it in a way they wouldn't expect.
Okay.
But let's move on to another form of creative expression. Within this fandom, fan art, we saw some pretty diverse styles in the threads, some sticking closely to the Homestuck aesthetic, others branching out into
more experimental territory.
So it's fascinating how fan art acts as a lens into the individual interpretations of a story. Some fans use it to celebrate the source material, recreating iconic scenes or characters. Others use it to explore alternative storylines, reimagine character designs, or even mash up different fandoms.
It's a way for them to put their own stamp on the narrative.
They're taking the world that Hussey created and saying, okay, what if this happened? Or what if this character, look at this. They're adding their own chapters to the Homestuck saga. But speaking of adding chapters, we can't forget about our Frisca enthusiasts. Their posts were a roller coaster of emotions from wanting to meet her in real life to playfully engaging in hypnosis with Meji Dochin.
And that brings us to a really interesting question. What drives this level of attachment to a fictional character?
Right.
Is it simply escapism?
Right.
Or is there something deeper at play?
I think there's a lot to unpack there. Vriska, as a character, is complex and flawed, which might be part of her appeal. Yeah. She's not a perfect heroine.
Yeah.
And maybe that makes her more relatable to fans, or maybe they see something of themselves in her, some aspect of their personality.
Exactly. And that blurring of lines between fiction and reality, especially in online spaces, can be a powerful force. Fandom becomes a way to explore different facets of yourself, try on different identities, and connect with others who share your passions.
It's like a collective daydream where fans can immerse themselves in a world that resonates with them.
Yeah.
And Vriska, for this particular user, seems to be a central figure in that personal mythology.
Yeah.
But not everyone in this thread is caught up in character obsession or milk-fueled artistic statements. We also have our two music aficionados locked in a friendly battle of the bands.
Yes, our musical odd couple. They provide a great example of how even in
a niche community like this, you'll find wildly diverse tastes. User was all about the complex, mind-bending sounds of Black MIDI and mathcore, I'll admit. Those genres aren't exactly my cup of tea. It's like listening to a robot having
a musical meltdown.
Well, the other user leaned towards the more familiar, catchy tunes of pop punk. And Silly Music, their reactions to each other's recommendations were priceless.
I know.
The Black MIDI enthusiast described the pop punk as screamo with shades on, which I thought, I love that. It was pretty spot on. I love that. They could have such different tastes, but still find common ground in their shared love of music. And Homestuck, it shows that online communities can be spaces where you can geek out about your passions, even if those passions don't always align perfectly.
And I think that's the really important point. These spaces can be incredibly inclusive, bringing together people from all walks of life who might not otherwise cross paths.
Right.
It can be a source of support, creativity, and intellectual stimulation, even if there are occasional disagreements.
Like a virtual clubhouse where you can debate the merits of Black MIDI over a virtual cup of coffee.
I like that.
But speaking of debates, there's one aspect of this thread we haven't fully explored yet. The undercurrent of real-world anxieties and frustrations that occasionally bubble to the surface. One user, for example, expresses a deep hatred for everything. Well, another talks about feeling like
we're dying outside. It's a reminder that these online personas, however quirky or passionate they may seem, are still connected to real people with real lives and real struggle.
They're dropping these little breadcrumbs of their personal experiences into the conversation, almost testing the waters to see if they'll be met with understanding or judgment.
And I think the fact that they feel comfortable enough to share these vulnerabilities, even in a seemingly lighthearted thread about Homestuck, speaks to the level of trust
and connection
within this community.
They found a safe space to be themselves, even if that self is feeling a bit lost or overwhelmed by the world outside. But let's not dwell too long on the heavy stuff. There are also moments of pure joy and silliness in this thread. We can't forget about the user who shared pictures of their homemade checkerboard mint cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Lamenting that they had made the borders too big. It was a delightful little window into their offline life. A reminder that these are real people with real kitchens.
Yeah.
And real baking mishaps. It's like, yeah, you're inviting us over. For a virtual cookie exchange, sharing a piece.
With their world outside, the digital realm.
And it adds a layer of warmth
and
authenticity
to the conversation. It reminds us that online communities can be spaces for sharing all aspects
of ourselves, from our creative endeavors to our everyday joys and struggles.
Those shared experiences, whether it's a perfectly baked cookie or a heartfelt confession, can create bonds that are just as strong as any offline relationship. It's a testament to the power of human connection, even when it's mediated through screens and avatars. But we've only just begun to unravel the mysteries of this Homestuck forum thread. There's still so much to uncover, from the intricacies of fan art analysis to the psychological motivations behind that infamous milk-pouring incident. And who knows what other surprises await us as we delve deeper into the heart of this passionate and enigmatic community.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into this captivating Homestuck forum thread. We've explored fan art.
Yeah.
Debated music.
And even pondered the artistic merits of spilled milk. But there's one more thread we need to untangle. The community's complex and sometimes contradictory relationship with the creators, particularly Andrew Hussey.
Yeah, what struck me was this constant push and pull between adoration and frustration. On one hand, you see users dissecting every detail of Hussey's work, celebrating his genius, even embodying his characters through role play. Yet there's also this undercurrent of resentment, a sense of betrayal when his creative choices don't align with their expectations.
They feel like they're so invested in the world he created that they feel a sense of ownership, a right to have a say in its direction.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, is this a unique dynamic in online fandom, or does it reflect a broader shift in how audiences engage with creators?
I think it's definitely amplified in the digital age. We have unprecedented access to creators through social media, live streams, behind the scenes content, and create a sense of intimacy, a feeling that we're part of the creative process, which can blur the lines between fam and collaborator.
And when those lines get blurred, it's easy to see how creative decisions that clash with fan expectations can feel like personal betrayals. It's like that friend who gets a haircut you hate, and suddenly their choices feel like a reflection on your taste relationship.
Exactly. And in online spaces, those reactions can escalate quickly. We see this in the thread where users speculate about Hussey's motivations, his mental state, even his personal life.
Wow.
It's a reminder that online fandom, while often celebratory, can also veer into parasocial territory. It's like, that they're trying to understand not just the art, but the artist himself. They're seeking a deeper connection, trying to unravel the mysteries behind the creative process. And sometimes that search for meaning can lead to disappointment, as we saw with the milk incident. It shattered this illusion of the all-knowing, all-powerful creator, revealing a flawed, perhaps even frustrated human being underneath. And that's where it gets really fascinating. Because even in their disillusionment, these fans are still engaging with his work. They're analyzing the milk pouring, debating its meaning, fitting it into their understanding of Hussey as an artist. It's a testament to the power of Homestuck to provoke challenge and ultimately
to connect. It's like they're saying, even when you confuse us, even when you make us mad, we're still here, still listening, still trying to figure you out.
Right.
It speaks to a level of commitment and intellectual engagement that you don't find in every fandom.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it highlights the unique nature of online fandom. It's not just about passive consumption. It's about active participation, interpretation, even co-creation. We see this in the fan art, the music trades, even the bizarre inside jokes and coded language. They're taking the raw materials of Homestuck and building their own extensions, their own interpretations, their own communities within the community.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? What can we take away from this deep dive into a world of biznasty and milk-soaked performance art? I think it reminds us that passion, even when it's messy and contradictory, can be a powerful force for connection and creativity. It shows us how online spaces, however niche they may seem, can foster vibrant communities where people come together to celebrate, debate, and make sense of the things they love.
And maybe, just maybe, it encourages us to embrace The absurdity to find joy in the unexpected and to remember that, even in the digital age, human connection can be both profound and utterly bizarre.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries of Mejidokan, the allure of Riska, and the enduring legacy of spilled milk. Until next time, keep diving deep.